Last week on the healthy eating segment, I talked to you a little bit about dehydration, and we talked about how to make a fairly inexpensive dehydrator on your own so you don't have to go out and buy one. And this week, I want to talk to you a little bit about preparing the foods for dehydration. Years ago, before people ever had electricity, dehydration was one of the only ways that they had to preserve food. So it is a great way to preserve your food for later use, and especially with fruits, you can make really healthy snacks with a mixture of dehydrated fruit. But you need to remember this, it's the same with canning or freezing. Dehydrated foods are only as good as the fresh fruit or vegetables that you start with. So when you're selecting fruits and vegetables for dehydration, make sure that they're ripe, unbruised, and at peak eating quality. Let's start with fruits. A mixture of dried fruits make a really good healthy snack for kids. Banana chips are really popular when you prepare your bananas for dehydrating. Make sure that they are not already turning brown. If you want to, you can squeeze a little lemon juice on them or use some fruit fresh, and that's the same way with apples or any other fruit that's likely to turn brown. And make sure you slice the bananas the same thickness, because if some bananas in the dehydrator are thicker than others, it's going to take them longer to dry, and the thinner slices may get a little too dry. And the same for apples. If you peel your apples and if you're slicing them, make sure you slice them the same thickness. If you are going to use them a particular way, make sure that you prepare them for the dehydrator the way that you're going to use them when you rehydrate them. For example, if you're going to make apple rings, make sure that you, when you slice cut the apples, that you make rings, just core the apples and peel them and slice them into rings, and then you have the apple rings when you rehydrate them for the dish that you're preparing. Or you can make apple slices if you're going to put them in a pie or if you're just going to eat them for a snack. Now, foods like berries and seedless grapes, all you have to do is wash them before you put them in the dehydrator. And remember, fruits that have the sugar content when you dehydrate them is going to be more concentrated. So dehydrated fruits make a really sweet snack. When preparing vegetables for the dehydrator, make sure that you wash them really well. Any moisture from washing will dry out in the dehydrator, but you want to make sure that your vegetables are clean. For beans, you'll want to string them. If they're extremely long beans, you might want to break them in several pieces depending on how you're going to use them when you cook them. You can slice squash and zucchini. You can dehydrate any vegetable that you want to dehydrate, and then of course you can use it in later when you rehydrate it in your recipes, in your casseroles, and other dishes. I've done a lot of tomatoes in the dehydrator, and of course you make sure that you slice them all the same thickness, but on each of the 9 trays in my dehydrator, I have seasoned the tomatoes with something a little bit different. On one tray, I've used garlic salt and pepper. On another, maybe I sprinkled Italian seasoning and some Parmesan cheese. It just all depends on your taste, what you like, and how you plan to use them in the dishes that you have recipes for. So it's always fun to kind of experiment with foods. And when you're storing your dehydrated foods, it's a good idea to put them in a package that you can vacuum seal to take all of the air out. Make sure that you store them somewhere where there's no moisture that can get to them. A lot of times people think about putting dehydrated food in the freezer, but if you've noticed, when you take packaged stuff out of the freezer, inside there's a little ice and moisture, and that will ruin your dehydrated foods, and you want to make sure that no moisture gets into the foods, because then they will be likely to mold and to ruin. So keep your dehydrated foods vacuum sealed if possible, and keep them in a place where they can't absorb any moisture. Different foods take different lengths of times to dehydrate, so you can always check for charts on the internet that tell you how long it takes to dehydrate bananas or green beans or onions or tomatoes, and that will help you out if you've made a home dehydrator. Most of the dehydrators that you purchase have books with recipes and with charts that have all of the drying times. So I'm sure if you try it out, you will enjoy dehydrating foods, and of course it's always a fun way to make snacks for the kids. And remember, the best foods that you can dehydrate are the foods that you can buy at their freshest, and those are foods that you buy from the local farm.